Have you heard of orbital debris? There was a news story just a while back that orbital debris hit the arm of the International Space Station and damaged it. Do you know what another name for orbital debris is? I guess you could call it space junk. Space junk, things that are floating in orbit out there. Did you know that they are tracking 23,000 objects that are the size of a softball or even larger because of the damage that it could cause? They're tracking these things 24/7 because they could smash into a satellite or the International Space Station. In fact, the European Space Agency says that there are more than 130 million objects in space that are the size of a millimeter or larger. 130 million. Now, a millimeter, that sounds, well, that's pretty tiny. What's the big deal about that? Well, traveling at 17,000 miles an hour, if it were to hit something, it could cause very serious damage. And so as I read that story, it reminded me of the things that sometimes can be in our orbit, the debris that can clog our minds. Maybe not space junk, but more earthly junk. And in a way, we better be tracking those things. We better watch out for those things. And so the Bible is very clear spiritually when it comes to those things that we need to be careful about, those things we need to track, those things we need to watch out for. Here's one example. It's found in Matthew 26, verse 41. Jesus Christ himself says, we have to watch out for temptation. Temptation. In the ESV version, it says this, watch and pray always that you may not enter into temptation. He says, the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Yeah, we have these things floating around in our orbit, and we could be taken in by them, and it could lead us into sin. So if we're not tracking these things, we could be in trouble, and it could cause spiritual damage. So let's listen to the words of Christ and be sure we are tracking those earthly junk debris that's floating around us so that we can stop it and we can make sure we're not taken in by temptation. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.